All right, well, if you missed it on Friday, wow, Alex had some big news. She dropped a bomb on all of us.
So I said that the Egyptian would get an F for Valentine's Day last night. That is because I broke up with him. So.
Oh, Alex.
Yep, I had my Valentine's Day alone.
What happened?
We just got in another fight.
So after I announced that I kind of broke up with him on Friday, I feel like I've done, a lot of people have been asking me like how I'm doing. I feel like I've done a really good job trying to stay busy. Like I've had plans every single night with somebody. I've been constantly communicating with my friends and just having them there. And that's really helped distract me and keep my mind off of anything. So honestly, the most I've cried was probably when I actually announced that on the air. I haven't really cried since that. I do want to clear one thing up for those of you that confused, because I got so many comments on social media about this and people were like not understanding. So last week, I did bring up that it hurt my feelings that he hadn't posted about me at all on social media for like 6 months. But a separate argument happened on Valentine's Day about how he wouldn't let me post something. And that little thing started a huge fight that ended up being the straw that basically broke the camel's back, because he had made me cry on every single holiday since Thanksgiving. And I just like couldn't take another ruined holiday. So I was done. And this is just one of the crazy things that happened since the weekend. So when it came to him posting like something about me, I told him over and over, like during the course of our relationship, how words of affirmation is my love language, how posting on social media totally does fall within that. But he would like argue with me and was completely resistant to hearing what I was saying all the time. So this weekend I had to miss church because I was out of town. And as I'm driving home, my phone starts blowing up. I start getting all of these texts from girls that I'm friends with that I go to church with. They're like, "Did you hear the sermon this morning? Were you here? I was like, "Oh my gosh, no." Well, apparently the church that I go to, which is iTown Church here in Indianapolis, where we broadcast out of, we're doing a series right now called I Want a New Marriage. And if you don't live in Indy, by the way, you can actually listen to all of this online. But this past Sunday, Pastor Dave Summerall talked about love languages, and he literally says exactly what I had been trying to say for months to my ex.
Some of you are big on words of affirmation. Man, I want you to compliment me. I want you to tell me how beautiful I am, or how handsome I am, how good of a provider I am. I need the words of affirmation. And the more public it is, the better it is. So like, if you're a words of affirmation person, on Valentine's Day, Instagram is your dream, man. That's your jam. But they didn't post that for me. They posted that for their spouse so that all the rest of us would see it. I was laughing. Kate said on Valentine, I'm big words of affirmation. And she was like, "I posted about you." And I was like, "I can't wait to get on my cell phone and see in a public arena what you really think about me."
So I was like rolling. I mean, I'm listening to this just jumping out of my seat because I'm like, oh my gosh, my pastor is literally talking about exactly why I, you know, had a breakup. That with like, amongst other things, it was just nuts. So after I listened to this, I just felt so much validation from God. Like, you know what? No matter what silly ways you feel loved and get words of affirmation, I have someone planned for you that's going to get that. And they're not going to fight with you on that. They will want to show you love in your love language that is unique to you. And the most unexpected part of this entire thing is that after I made this announcement on Friday, I got several messages from like maybe 5 or 6 girls saying that after they heard me say why I dumped him, because he wasn't being there for me like he should have been emotionally, in my opinion, all these girls were saying, "When I heard you talk about your situation, I heard myself. I heard myself crying about my own relationship, and I decided to break up with my boyfriend too." So all around town, these girls are dumping their boyfriends after listening to our show on Friday. And I mean, I feel sad for those guys, but also like, dude, if you weren't bucking up, get out. So Bumble just got a whole lot more exciting, y'all.
See, I agree with some of that, but like the whole pastor thing saying it's like, "And God saith, thou shalt give words of affirmation on thy Instagram and choose
He's
thy love filter."
He's not saying that. It says like in the Bible that you post
so
about
off,
it.
Though. But I disagree with that though. Like that's, I agree with words of affirmation. connection, but the fact that like you have to do that online to show somebody, no. That is just such a stretch.
That's not what he's saying. So basically he went through every single love language. And what Pastor Dave said was, you know, if your acts of service, it might make you feel good to have someone like take the trash out for you. If your words of affirmation, it might be an Instagram post that makes you feel better. He was just giving an example of how to show love in somebody's love language. And in 2019, words of affirmation, it would count to have that be posts on social media.
So I find it interesting that all these girls dump their guys. Hmm. Like, that's just insane.
Maybe it's a population control. Alex is part of a conspiracy.
I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if you're wondering what Alex actually looks like if you just listen to the show and you're trying to get more information about her, let's see here. Let's do a little breakdown.
No, not what I look like, what my type is, into.
But I want people to know what you look like, too, though. Like, Pork Chop, describe Alex. What would you say she looks like?
She's like petite, kind of, like skinny. She's got long... But I'm bad at this. A hair.
Oh my gosh, let me step in. Okay, so she's very petite, fun size. She's pretty short. She's probably around maybe like 5'4", I'm assuming.
Tan.
She's small. She's tan. She has long, dark brown hair. She has big brown eyes. She has a great big smile. Yeah.
Her mascara is leaking a little bit because she was just crying.
Oh,
a tad.
Well, thank you.
Very emotional, but here's what she's looking for: tan skin, dark hair. Bearded.
What?
Yes.
What?
I was going to say, you and me are already out. I'm not tan and you don't have hair. Yeah.
I got a pretty badass beard, though. Somewhere between 6'4".
Yes.
So sorry, no short guys need to apply. You got to be stylish. You got to have fashion.
Yep.
If you're shopping at Walmart, probably not.
Yep.
You got to love Jesus.
Yep.
You got to be a Republican.
Yep.
You got to be ready for commitment and to date and to actually be ready to marry.
Yes.
Like, she wants this, I think, within 3 months, the whole process. She wants to date you, get engaged, and get married, and then
realistically,
have a kid within the first year.
I would like to be engaged within 2 years. That's like my, you know, if everything aligned perfectly, that's what I would want.
Hey, I'm over here laughing because I Skype with our technical producer in Houston, Lenny. He's over here like, that's me. That's me. You're describing me, Alex.
Hold on. Wait. All right. Well, hey, if you have any questions for Alex, can we do a dating thing right now for you?
What?
We should totally set you up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, not really. I don't know.
No. You bring it up. I get to knock him down. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. You can also hit us up on Twitter. Hey, Lee, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on?
Hi, I just kind of think it's funny, the current situation. Like, I don't think it's funny that Alex had a breakup. I think it's very interesting, like, how society kind of has changed and how social media, like, we all know this. Like, this is not a big secret that social media has completely taken over our lives to the point where we're literally breaking up with our significant other because of lack of social media, I don't know, attention. I don't know. I grew up in the 90s, and I know that this 31-year-old dude is, like, preaching that, you know, like, back in my day, blah, blah, blah. You know, things have just changed, and it's just, I think it's sad that relationships have to end because of social media.
Well, in this particular case, that wasn't the thing that necessarily ended it, Alex, if I'm wrong. It was something that really bothered you, but there was other issues going on. But I agree with you, too, there. As far as, like, how much social media can impact relationships, it's like, God, what a terrible thing. Hey, thank you for the call.
I think Morgan Campbell's tweet explains this perfectly. You're missing the big picture. It's not about posts. It's about whatever your love language is and having a significant other be willing to speak it. That's the whole point here.
Yeah, no, and my thing is simply that if it purely comes down to just a social media post and they're not going to do that, then you have to have some compromise. If they're not doing any of your love language, for sure that could be a problem. But if that's just the one thing, then it's like, well, you got to take what they'll give you.
No,
you know what
and
I
there's
mean?
This is
like it can't be all.
This is like, I got comments like this. She's so immature. Like, why does she, like, she's breaking up with this guy because of an Instagram post? Like, no, you are missing the point, number one. Number two, you also obviously didn't listen on Friday because I listed like 10 reasons, all the things that led up to this. So if you did not hear that, you need to go back to the podcast, search for the Joe and Alex Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Play, hit subscribe, give us 5 stars, and listen to last Friday's podcast where it says Alex broke up with the Egyptian. Then you will understand all of this if you missed it.
Yeah, well, if you listen to the show normally, all those reasons that you listed on Friday were hidden. We never knew any of those. All right. We ever heard was social media posts. Why am I not getting tagged? So, I mean, if you casually listen to the Joe and Alex show, totally, you're going to have to go back and catch up, because if I just tuned in, I'm like, wait, she broke up because of an Instagram post? Like, you wouldn't know, because that's all you've ever heard.
Right.
833-JOE-ALEX. Let's talk to Sarah. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Well, hello.
Hello.
So I just wanted to say to Alex that you have the most princess persona I have ever heard or seen in my life.
That's nice.
You're supposed to say, why, thank you.
I will take that as a compliment. You know, here's the thing.
Well, no, because it's not.
Oh my.
I have never seen anybody or heard anybody be so all about their self to actually think that everybody should cater to them the way that you think people should cater to you.
Here's the thing. I think in a relationship, each person needs to give 100%. If one person's given 25%, the other person's given 75%, then one person is catering to the other person. And in my circumstance, that's what was going on. I also am 100%. I am high maintenance. And I do have a little bit more of a demanding personality. I have some princess tendencies. But at least I know that about myself. I'm very self-aware. You're not telling me anything that I don't know. But I think you're making this into a thing like I had no justifiable reason to end this relationship. And if, again, you go back and listen, I think I gave some pretty damn good answers for why I was justified.
And also,
you're right. Instagram's a huge relationship.
That's not
basis.
It. That is not it for the 50th time. That was the last thing that was like, you know what? Whatever. But there was 100 things leading up to that. That is why when that happened, I was like, I'm done. Because there were repeated offenses and repeated things that had happened where I did not feel like I was being heard at all. Whenever I would come to things and say, like, these certain things are emotionally hurting me. He wasn't emotionally available.
I don't think it's not possible to hear you, Alex.
I think, well, you're obviously proving that that's the case.
No, trust me. I hear you whine all day long every day. It's amazing. Like, I like the show, but Jesus Christ.
Well, I do have to stick up for Alex here, because although Alex is a very high maintenance and we are very different in that aspect, the thing about Alex is she's the most caring person you will ever meet. And when she is in a relationship, she gives 110%. If that's a friendship or if that's with a significant other, there was clear proof where she was giving 110% of herself and being there for her significant other. And he was not doing the same to that. And any person, girl or guy, who is in a relationship and they are giving more than their significant other is giving, they need to get out, because no one deserves that.
Well, that is true. But you two are what's wrong with girls today.
I'm sorry, why?
You guys think that everybody should cater to you. It's absolutely amazing.
Girlfriend, you have
no,
that is not true at all. If you knew me and you knew my relationship, I do not think I need to be catered to at all. I am the least high maintenance girl in the world, and I don't think that women need to be catered to. I think a relationship is about giving an equal amount, and I think men or women need to give an equal amount to their significant other. And if that is not happening, then that's a problem. It should be 50-50. You need to give the same amount. And if you're not receiving the same amount than you're giving, that's a problem. Not just women, girlfriend. Everyone.
All right. Well, hey, Sarah, thank you for calling in. Liv, thank you. That was a really good point. And thanks for everybody that's chiming in the conversation. You can let us know what you think. You got words if you couldn't get through. Our social media is Joe and Alex Show. That's for Twitter and for Instagram.